Medford Area School District School News. Today with School Board President Dave Flegel. And your topic today is...
How do you end up on the school board? How can you be on the school board? And who can or should be on the school board? And I wanted to take a moment to share my story a bit of how I ended up there as an example of how simple it can be and how important it is for fellow parents and fellow community members to serve in whatever aspect they can. Many years ago, 9 years now, I'll have been on the school board as of April, and Mark Huffman was the current school board president, came here to this radio station and mentioned to me out front that there weren't any residents my age participating in school board, city council, county government, anything in our community, and how unfortunate that was that that age group wasn't working to shape their future.
Did you have children at that time?
I did. We had two girls at that time, very young, both one and under. So we had the future coming to the Medford Area School District, a small part of it, obviously. And I thought to myself, well, the school district of Medford offered me a very level education. And I say offered because I didn't accept it all, which most of us can admit we didn't. And so I thought I wanted to make sure that that was available for my children as they grow up, as stable as it had been, as cutting edge or as technology advanced as it can be, whatever the needs may be of the district. And that was a very important position, obviously dear to my heart as a father of two new children. So it's very simple to become involved in the school board. You stop down at the district office, and after you pick up your candidacy declaration papers, you simply fill them out and drop them back off by January 5th. You don't have to go and get a bunch of signatures. You don't need any special certifications. A campaign for school board in our area really doesn't ever occur. There's some small advertising, perhaps, to let people know that you're interested in serving on the school board. And other than that, I can't say I've ever remembered a heated campaign race where you have to spend a lot of money on letting people know that you exist and you want to run.
That being said, your name was already more or less a household name because you've worked here at the radio station for a number of years before that. So that, I thought, maybe gave you a leg up.
Yeah, I would agree. I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I had at that time been on the air for approximately 10 years, and that a lot of people had come in contact either with my name or with my face at area events because of my position here at the radio. But that doesn't mean that somebody who is just well-known amongst their neighbors or has a large friend group can't run for office and be successful. Very few people run for the position. It does take up some free time. You have to participate in some committee meetings and a monthly meeting, and there are conventions that you are able to attend, not required to attend, but they are very helpful. So there is some commitment of time, but certainly the rewards of making sure our children's education is on a good track for the future far outweigh the time that we put in my opinion. So who can be a school board member? Any resident 18 years of age who has been living in this district for at least 28 days, you can be a school board member. That's the only requirement, really. A legal resident, 18 years of age, for at least 28 days in the district. It's 9 members at large. 3 members are up for election each April, so that it is always some veterans on the board. This April, we'll have something unique in my time, and I don't know if it's the first time it's ever happened here in the Medford District, but we'll be electing 4 school board members. We had to appoint someone for a position to be filled until spring, and right now Kelly Isola holds that position. There will be 3 incumbents on the ballot, so to speak, in then her as well, so a 4th. The top 3 vote getters will get the 3 3-year positions, and then the fourth vote getter will get the 2-year position that remains in that aspect. A primary is not required unless you have at least double the amount of candidate spaces. So at this particular point, for this particular election, we would need at least 9 people interested, which would be great if we had 9 people interested in serving in that position, but hasn't happened in a while. In my opinion, most of our governments would run better if average people who worked for a living participated in the direction that they're going. Whether that's the small level of school board or your city government or county government, I don't believe, other than Brandon Brunner, there is anyone else younger than me involved in any 3 of those aspects in our county. So I'm getting a little off topic of school news, but, you know, that's an unfortunate situation when I'm sure there are many other people my age or younger who have an opinion about what they would like to see happen, what they think should have happened, and the way to get that opinion out is to run for office and try and make a difference, or at least have some input into where those decisions may lead. In your school board, we hope it's parents, we hope it's community members, we hope it's people from all different demographics of our district that participate to give us the best possible opinions on what decision should be made for the future. So I encourage anyone to get out and get your declaration of candidacy form from the Medford School District office. Make sure it's back by January 5th, and we'll see you on the ballot this April.
Medford School District Board of Education President Dave Flegel.